Special by Nonplussed. Read by Daisy Diversions. Fandom, Skate the Infinity. Relationship, Joe/Cherry. Rating, teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Summary. Kojiro comes to a sudden realization while halfway across the world from Kaoru. Author's notes. For Gray Gerbil. Thank you for your incredible letter full of incredible, inspiring prompts. I may have written more than one of them, actually. But this is the one I finished first. Hope you like it. Reader's notes, this was written for Candy Hearts 2025, and I'm recording it for Skate to 1 Million 2025. I hope you enjoy. Thanks to Nonplus for having Blanket permission to Podfic. It's 10 a.m. in Italy, and Kojiro is in the middle of brunch with his culinary school classmates when his phone pings. It's Kaoru, texting him from Kyoto just to bitch about how mediocre his dinner is. Given Kaoru's only in Kyoto because he was invited as a special guest for the National Calligraphy Showcase, Kojiro's sure that mediocre dinner of his costs more than Kojiro's rent. Kojiro says as much in return, then adds his low opinion of Kaoru's taste in food. Kaoru's reply is instantaneous and insulting. Kojiro grins and is halfway through typing an insulting reply of his own when someone elbows him in the side. Francesca is smiling knowingly at him when he looks up. Girlfriend? It takes him a moment for his brain to switch tracks back to Italian, and even then he's not sure he understands. What? The person you're texting, Joe, Francesca says, waving at his phone. Who is it?
Oh, that's just Kaoru,
Kojiro answers, and abruptly finds the entire table hanging onto his every word. It compels him to continue more slowly.
Sakura Yashiki Kaoru? He's my
friend from Okinawa, he's about to say, but Francesca claps gleefully. Oh, boyfriend! Finally we have a name for the person who keeps making you smile at your phone like that. The entire table erupts with questions that Kojiro can barely follow. Boyfriend? Kaoru? Why would his classmates think? Kojiro's phone pings again in the middle of the cacophony, and he looks down to see a notification that Idiot Four Eyes has sent him another text. Francesca elbows him again before he can open it. See, that's the smile. She pokes him hard in the cheek, as if trying to pin his apparent visible fondness to his face. He must be something special, your Kaoru,
Special, yeah, I guess.
Kojiro stammers out, flustered and too honest with it. His fingers tighten around his phone, wishing Kaoru was here to say a whole lot of big words to distract everyone from him. Wishing Kaoru was here, as he has every day they've been apart. Fuck. Does that mean he wants Kaoru to be his boyfriend? Would Kaoru even want to be his boyfriend? Fuck! All at once, he has too many questions and not enough answers. But despite the swirling uncertainty, it turns out he is sure of one thing.
Yeah, Kaoru is special to me.
The end. If you enjoyed listening to this work, please consider going back and leaving kudos and/or comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.